AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Matt, Eric here. Hey, Eric.
Hey.
So the latest here, and I'm just, this is, they're still, okay, now it's downgraded again. All right, this is this storm, they don't quite know. We are right on that rain, snow edge.
Are we talking about the storm on the weekend?
Saturday, no, yeah. Just the storm in my heart.
Oh,
no.
Sure. That's every show.
It is a storm in my heart every show. No, this is the one on Saturday. This, okay. And the reason why is that yesterday, we downgraded. We were at 5 to 8. Then they said 3 to 5. I'm like, oh, okay. This might not be that bad.
Yeah.
Then it went back to 5 to 8. Then it went this morning to 8 to 12. And I'm like, okay. And I told the kids, I said, whatever plans you had Saturday night, if we're getting 12 inches of snow, you're not going and doing it. Because I always say 8 inches is kind of the break point. Once you get over 8 inches, the chance of you getting stuck someplace actually increase quite a bit.
Yeah.
And we've seen it. I remember there was that storm in April last year, that blizzard we had last year, where what was it, like a foot of snow fell. You know, cars were, we kept having to tell people, roll through the stop signs. Yeah. Don't fly through the stop signs, but don't come to a complete stop because you will not get going again. And so, you know, it's kind of one of those things where I was a little concerned about that. But now, as you look at it, they're, it's back to 5 to 8 inches during the day, 1 to 3 inches that night. So basically max a foot, that's down from where their expectations were. I expect it to both go down and up again before Saturday.
Yeah, they'll just predict everything, so they'll be right.
Well, I've been consistent. I will give people leeway, meteorologists leeway. When you have that storm and that line is right on top of us, mm-hmm. that the people down in Hastings might get rain and the people in Maple Grove are going to get snow. You know, that when it's there, it's so impossible to determine where that's going. Yeah, it's very tricky. I will say this. We've taken some hits this winter. The latest is Polisa singer Chani Lene. First of all, I'm hoping I'm saying Chani Lene right. Polisa singer, fantastic band here locally. She is laid up for the next several months after she fell and broke her back while clearing ice dams on her home in Minneapolis. Her manager, friends, and bandmates have launched a GoFundMe campaign to help with her medical bills and other expenses as she recuperates. The goal is to raise $10,000 for her, a mother of 2 children, and full-time artist. A message on the crowdsourcing page reads, "Thankfully, she's expected to make a full recovery, yay, and already walking a bit with the help of some very fashionable back brace. Mounting medical bills, need for ongoing childcare, and inability to work or perform in the next 4 or 5 months has created quite a financial burden." The music alone is beautiful. I'll throw a few bucks on this. I'll make sure I post the GoFundMe page a little bit later on. The band is brilliant and just ungodly good. I mean, they're really a good band, deep and thick, and I like it like that. So, Polisa singer Chani Lene, all our best. Hope you recover. Here's the deal. You're going to have to get someone out there this weekend, because if we do get that foot of snow, you're going to have to get that off the roof with all the other stuff that's up there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping today and tomorrow, they're supposed to be warm enough to melt off a good chunk of this. And I'm hoping that it does, because then it might make it a little bit easier. But there is nothing worse in winter, in my opinion. This beats the pile of snow you get at your driveway when the plow comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Roof-raked, wet, heavy snow. That's freaking concrete. When you take it off the roof and it hits the driveway and compacts down. I mean, I've had cases where I'm like, come back, and it just stops, just dead stop. You can't move it. You can't, nothing. Yeah. It's just not going anywhere.
I had to do that with all the sidewalks around my house in Minneapolis. It took like 3 hours.
Oh. And that is a workout, man.
Yeah.
You are not, it's
pouring
not,
sweat in it's, like 10 degrees.
It's not just the 3 hours. It's the 3 hours of downtime you're going to need. Oh, Netflix, take me away. That sort of thing. So, by the way, this is the second Claire DeLunda, she is well, the second musician I've heard. She's got the flu. So I just, musicians, be careful out there. Be careful. We need your art nowadays. Trust me, we need it. 952-946-6205. By the way, am I crazy or is it like 5,000 degrees in there again?
In here? Yeah, it's super hot.
Okay, thanks. Why?
Who knows how this system works?
Is Hunter on fry detail again today? It is like 5 zillion degrees in the studio.
He's running his lizard terrariums. He needs those 100-watt bulbs.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, there you go. If I want to leave my mic on, 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. All right, I want to get to this. We need to understand a few things about where we're at. This morning, Cory Booker was doing an interview, and he was talking about the filibuster. And, of course, Cory is like, well, we've got to keep that filibuster in there. And you're like, what? What are you doing? What are you doing? Stop it. Stop it. Who are you trying to impress at this point? Seriously, who are you trying to impress? I mean, who in the world is sitting there and saying, well, I mean, clearly the Democrats, they have to bring that filibuster back to the levels it was before for the Republicans. So the Republicans got to be able to stop their policies and their judicial nominees and all that stuff. Who in the world, seriously, who in the world is thinking this at the Democratic leadership? And I just, it's once again another example of this antiquated idealism that these, for God's sakes, Democrats, Mr. Smith goes to Washington is not coming back. It's just not. This decency, this normalcy that you think exists in politics, it's not coming back. It's gone. You guys want to sit there and fight a fight like it's 19-aught rules and you know, we'll do the fisticuffs and we'll do this, you know, with utmost dignity. And the Republicans are freaking MMAing your ass, for God's sakes. You're going in there and like, hello there, we're going to do gentlemen, bam, back heel to your face. Ow. Stop trying to win a fight. Stop trying to win the freaking end of the damn movie. We brought the filibuster back and we won! We won! Roll credits. Stop it! That is never coming back. That is never coming back. And it's not just Cory Booker and it's not just the filibuster. It's everything about you clowns. You clowns, my God. Ever since Daschle and Gephardt, when it was clear that the Republican Party was not going to go back and play by the rules that they used to. And you guys kept saying, well, if they kick sand in our face one more time. And here they are kicking sand in your face. Okay, here's your final warning one more time. Kicking sand in your face. Okay, well, maybe you just didn't understand what we said. We don't want you kicking sand in your face. And they would do it over and over again. It was milquetoast, weak-ass leadership. Leadership that wants to still try to, I've got my 1,000-page, well-worded, well-resourced memo, and everyone's going to think it's great. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Do you know why the Republicans are really terrified of this new generation of Democrats? The post-Obama Democrats. Do you know why? Because they're not buying their crap anymore. AOC, Ilhan Omar, even guys like Dean Phillips, they have grown up in a world where all the Republicans have done is lie, cheat, double-cross, been dishonest. They have grown up in a world where they cannot trust the Republicans. And so they're not buying their promises we double pinky swear that if you give us back the filibuster when you're in the majority, we'll really think about letting you have the filibuster when we get back in the majority. They're like, no, we already know you're lying to us, so we're not going to do it. And this is what terrifies the Republicans, is there is a new generation of Democrats coming down the line who don't buy the Republicans' crap anymore. They don't buy it. They're not buying it. And this is what really scares the living daylights out of the Republicans. And so here they are, and they're... they're trying everything in their power to delegitimize this, and what they are doing themselves is running to Nancy Pelosi and tattling on their mom. It's Eddie Haskell going and tell Mrs. Cleaver, I just want to let you know that the beef was I saw him knocking off a liquor store, so well, I don't think that was the episode. I saw him using less than pristine language, so you need to punish him. Because they know, the Republicans know, the Democratic leadership still thinks that the Republicans are playing at a game of honesty and respect and dignity. For God's sakes, the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, for God's sakes. When they hamstrung that entire investigation, wouldn't even allow people to look at calendars, wouldn't even allow them to look at the grocery store calendar for when someone was working to determine if they were available to be at that party that night. They were so dishonest. And here you are, though, they're coming to us with a complaint. We have to police our own more than they do. And so they go on out there, and they're trying to rein in these Democrats. But you don't understand. These Democrats have had it. And I've had it. And I don't know about anyone else out there, but I freaking have had it. I have had it with these Republicans. I've had it with this idea that they get to do anything they want to. They can jam through any judge, no matter how unqualified, how undignified, how just horrific of a candidate they are, that they can basically turn their head. For God's sakes, these are the same people, the Republicans, who actually were talking about impeaching Obama over things like Dijon mustard and tan suits and bowing too deeply. If Obama would have done something 1/1000th as bad as Donald Trump, they would have impeached him. And half the Democrats would have gone on there saying, well, he probably shouldn't have put the Dijon mustard on the hamburger. I mean, let's just be honest. And here you are with the most corrupt president in the history of this country. A man who likely worked with a foreign country to possibly steal the election of 2016, who has fought tooth and nail to stop any kind of investigation into the already known to be crimes that exist there. And the Democrats want to give them the benefit of the doubt yet once again. This is why. This modern new age of Democrat is furious, and they're not taking it anymore, which takes us to Ilhan Omar. Now, I'm going to take a break here and come on back, because once again, can the Democrats not, you have a billion freaking things you could be investigating right now, and instead, you basically have brought a Gatling gun and keep shooting yourselves in the damn foot because you don't know how to stand up for your own selves and criticize the other party effectively. I'll talk about that in a moment. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Athena Janakis Karas, and my family invites you to join us at It's Greek to Me on the corner of Lake and Lindale. Since purchasing this iconic restaurant 2 years ago, our passion has been building upon the traditional by infusing the menu and space with modern interpretations of classic Greek cuisine. Sourcing fresh, authentic ingredients and recipes cultivated from our Greek heritage, your meal will be quintessentially Greek. Find It's Greek to Me at 626 Westlake Street in Minneapolis or at It's Greek to Me, MN.
As a family-owned business, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning has been serving the Twin Cities since 1930. A new furnace or air conditioner from Standard Heating and Air can lower your monthly utility bills, administer more consistent temperatures, and even improve indoor air quality, making your home safer and healthier for the whole family. The average heating and cooling system lasts 15 to 20 years. So if yours is on its last legs, call Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Learn more at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. Let me tell you about the best parts of buying a vehicle with Rudy Luther. First, their staff is wonderful, friendly, and always ready to help. Another is the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at holiday station stores, as well as discounted car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Programming brought to you, well, they're sponsored today by Todd Colid. Now, if you would like to sponsor AM 950, we'd love to have you do that. All you have to do is call our business office, 952-946-8885, 952-946-8885, and you can sponsor us like Todd has, and Todd's been sponsoring us for years. Now, Todd used to live here in Minneapolis. He moved to Spain, obviously can't visit a lot of our local businesses, but he wanted to help support the station, so he sponsors us. Of course, his band is Just Folk. Their last album comes out April 1st. Grounded is the last album, then they're going to hang it up after that. Two bands, eight albums, 59 original songs, CD Baby. There's a link. I put it up on both the Facebook and the Twitter last night. Go click on that. You can go listen to the songs. Thanks, Todd. Once again, if you'd like to sponsor AM 950, 952-946-8885. This is the phone number. So, Ilhan Omar, I want to talk about the political influence in this country that says it is okay for people to push for allegiance to a foreign country. Omar told attendees at an event held in the bookstore. She also then went on to say that her detractors had unfairly characterized her criticism of Israeli policies under the guise of anti-Semitism. That's what she said. I want to read. This is the quote. I want to talk about the political influence in this country that says it is okay for people to push for an allegiance to a foreign country. Now, we have talked in the last few days. Now, first of all, let me step back here and talk about AIPAC. AIPAC, the American-Israeli group that is pushing for close bonds between Israel and the United States. First of all, I want to make sure we are very clear. They are not a spokesperson for the Jewish religion. They are a spokesperson for Israeli relations. They have had in the past a tendency. Benjamin Netanyahu is a jackass. I think Benjamin Netanyahu is a horrible person. Benjamin Netanyahu seems to want the United States to go fight Iran and lose hundreds of thousands of American soldiers invading that country because he knows that it's going to be so tough to invade Iran and fight Iran that he wants the United States to do it for him so that he can run into Tehran afterwards and place the Israeli flag and say, see, we've done it. We're finished. Done. And he knows it's going to be bad. I have never agreed with Netanyahu's policies. I think he is a bad guy. Now, me saying this, I am 100% for the Israeli state. I believe that Israel has a right to exist. The Jewish people deserve to have that state, and it should be supported. They're a fine ally of ours in the Middle East. And I 100% in my open-mindedness, I'm 100% for all religions or no religion at all. You do what my disclaimer says it all. You do or don't do whatever it is you do or don't want to do. I don't believe in anti-Semitism or racism or bigotry or anti-Islamophobia or, homophobic natures or anti-trans policies. I don't believe in any of that stuff. I think people should be able to live their lives. And AIPAC has in the past, we talked about their fight with Betty McCollum back in, 2006. They have had a tendency to label people critical of Israel as anti-Semitic. And regardless of whether or not they have stated things which are anti-Semitic. they have a little bit of a problem. And the reason I say that is this. I want to go back and reread what Ilhan Omar stated and put it into context. Put this into the context. In 2015, Republicans welcomed Benjamin Netanyahu into the Congress to speak to a joint session of Congress to embarrass Barack Obama, who was negotiating with Iran at that point with the Iranian nuclear deal. They brought him in specifically to try to embarrass him. And the narrative that the Republicans were putting forward at that time was, I prefer Israel than to Barack Obama's America. They were pledging loyalty to a foreign country. The Republicans were doing this. And a lot of people that called this show were too. I wish we only had a leader like Benjamin Netanyahu here. Well, you can always move. Go to Israel. I'm USA all the way through. I'm for the United States. I'm for strong allies, including Israel, Egypt. I'm for a strong Ireland. I'm for a strong Turkey. I'm for a strong this. I mean, there are allies. I don't want to see them do horrible things. But if they're along their allies, they help us out. I don't want things bad to happen to those countries. Period. Germany, Tokyo, Japan, Indonesia, Australia, New Zealand. They're our allies. I don't have any problem with our allies. But I can say Benjamin Netanyahu, I think, is a horrible, horrible man. And I really do think he is horrible. Truly, I do. I think he's a horrible guy with a horrible agenda. Doesn't mean I don't like Israel. Doesn't mean that I don't want the state to exist. I want our aid can still continue to go there. Absolutely. I have no problem with that. Now, will some people label what I just said as anti-Semitic? Probably. People that want blind allegiance to Israel might say to me, Matt, come on, man. You know, kind of like Tim Pawlenty said, how can you support the troops in America if you don't support George W. Bush along with them? That's what Tim Pawlenty said. There's some people who will say that to me. Matt, how can you support Israel if you don't 100% support Benjamin Netanyahu? Easy. That's an easy one. AIPAC clearly is targeting Ilhan Omar. Because I want to repeat once again what she said. Because she didn't say Jewish Americans loyalty pledge. She said, this is the quote. I want to talk about the political influence in this country that says it's okay for people to push for an allegiance to a foreign country. That was... that's the Republicans in 2015. This is where we have to start looking at them. It's a fair comment to make. And even Bernie Sanders came back to her defense pretty strongly. What did he say here? He says, calling anti-Semitism a hateful, dangerous ideology, he said it should be adequate with legitimate criticism of Israel's right-wing government under Premier Benjamin Netanyahu. That is obviously a man trying to become our first Jewish president, claiming that he has no problems with anything that Representative Ilhan Omar has said. AIPAC, if you're upset with Ilhan Omar, I went back and looked at your Twitter feed. On Friday, Steve King, for the third time, Republican Steve King, for the third time, retweeted a white nationalist woman who has called for the elimination of the Jews. Not just Israel, but all Jews. The third time he has put this out there. We also heard that story that from Reddit, which basically implies that not only have white supremacists been trying to help Steve King, but there's a potential that Steve King might have been in cahoots with the white nationalists who are trying to help him. A bunch of people who do not like Jews. Clearly, this is a no-brainer layup condemnation for a group that supports Israel, Jewish people. Boom. Easy. You've said nothing. Not a damn thing. You haven't said a thing about Steve King. But you've gone after Ilhan Omar. And so the question I have to ask about AIPAC is it because she's a female black Muslim? Because in my mind, I would feel that you'd be far more bothered by Steve King's comments again and his behavior and who he's been hanging out with and let alone the other dozen or so cases of Republican leaders making anti-Semitic comments, which you have not seemed to have been nearly as upset about as this comment from Ilhan Omar. Once again, I want to read the exact quote. I want to talk about the political influence in this country that says it's okay for people to push for allegiance to a foreign country. What is she saying that's so out of line? Isn't part of the problem what we have with Trump is this possible allegiance to Russia that he has, that he won't allow us to investigate, that Republicans have been stonewalling and preventing us to see what the heck's going on? Democrats, the Republicans came screaming at you and saying, you've got to punish her. And like you always do, like, yes, we do. We have to punish our own. And you didn't really think about, A, did the congresswoman say something that needed to be punished? And B, hey, wait a minute. What about that racist guy on your side there that's really a horrible, horrible human being? And the stuff that he just did. Shouldn't we include him in this? Not, no point do you guys do that. And for God's sakes, Ilhan Omar was just compared to a 9/11 terrorist in the West Virginia Capitol, for God's sakes. So here you have someone who is clearly under attack, under threat in this country, Congressman Ilhan Omar, and you yourselves are rushing to condemn her, to which now you've pulled that back, thank God. Although Kirsten Gillibrand very clearly, and by the way, if she basically becomes the Democratic nominee, I'm going to say Minnesota's going to go to the Republicans because she has come on out and she's, of course, you know, equated any bad language to what Ilhan Omar said, and it just is, it's okay, whatever. You have a time here. You can say, you know what? Yeah, Ilhan Omar said something. Now, did she mean it in an anti-Semitic way? No, she clearly didn't. But thank you very much for bringing it up for us. We'll basically log out there and we'll talk to people about making sure they're aware that this has been a sensitive subject. Because once again, I have said on this show numerous times that the idea of loyalty pledges not only has been something that used against the Jews, but it's also been used against the Italians in Rome and you know, in Italy, that direction as well. When people were accusing the Romans, the Italians, of being loyal to the Pope. And matter of fact, they went after Kennedy saying he was loyal to the Pope over the United States. So, you know, there is, clearly that has been used, but it was not meant in that way. A bunch of Republicans screaming, you have to condemn her. I mean, they are going to do this every time with Ilhan Omar because they are not going to give her any leeway whatsoever. So anything she says that could possibly get twisted into the worst possible condemnation, they will do it. And it's up to the Democratic leadership to sort of say, you know what? When you guys are willing to throw Steve King out of the party, you get rid of Steve King, you publicly admonish all the anti-Semitic comments that come from the Republican Party, then we'll sit down and, you know, look at what Ilhan Omar says and determine if there was intent to be anti-Semitic here. But until that time, we're not going to basically throw her out of the party when she has said something which the Republicans themselves were the instigators of her basically saying, in my mind, they were. In 2015, when you are out there saying, I'd rather be Israel than Obama's America, well, then at this point, she has no, there is absolutely nothing wrong with her saying, you know, force loyalty pledges to foreign countries. I am absolutely, I'm 100% for that. I think what we've got here is a case where the Democrats, once again, just cannot, we are going to make sure that every single member of our, is in complete lockstep and not saying anything at all that could possibly be contributing to anything at all. And they're so paranoid that the Republicans can run up to them like, you know, Eddie Haskell on Leave It to Beaver and tell the mom and dad and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, look what they did. And they're first like, well, I'm going to condemn them. You're going to condemn hate, then let's condemn hate. Let's condemn the Islamophobia against Ilhan Omar. Let's condemn Steve King, for God's sakes, throw his ass out of that Congress. What is taking you so long? But at the same time, let me be very clear. If you're going to go on after people because what they said might have been in one prism, in one viewpoint, looked at in a bad light, even though she wasn't clearly directing it in an anti-Semitic way. Well, then you're going to be doing these apologies once a day. Because I can guarantee you now the Republicans are going to be licking their chops about how they can basically make you guys derail your entire agenda, because every day comes the daily Democratic apology because someone might have been offended by something that possibly could have been said and that might have been there. This new group of Democrats that is coming through the line, they have had it. And they're not happy. You want to go on out there and keep trying to reprimand them and tell them that they're wrong. I don't know how well that's going to go, because eventually at some point, they're going to be the ones in charge. And frankly, there's a large part of me that thinks we need to have new blood leading the Democratic Party anyway. 952-946-6205, especially when Cory Booker's out there. We got to bring the filibuster back. What are you talking about? 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Let's take a break. We're really late. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio. News flash about my show. It's now an hour long, running from 7 to 8 a.m. every Monday. The longer time slot will allow for interviews of idealists doing important work in the world. LE 2.0 Radio. Listen every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. My show. It's engaging and real, and it's on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul, or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
Atheists Talk is the radio show for free-thinking Minnesotans. Listen on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. Every Sunday, we bring you science, philosophy, politics, and plain old fun from an atheist's point of view. Visit our website at minnesotaatheists.org for more details. Tune in to Atheists Talk Radio Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's good radio without the good book.
Buy appliances at or even below cost during Warner Stellings Real Deal Clearance Sale. 3 days, Saturday through Monday. Choose from hundreds of floor models and closeouts, all marked with a big yellow tag. Warner Stellion has unbeatable special buys on top-rated laundry pairs, French door refrigerators, four-piece kitchen suites, and more. And you still get trusted fast free delivery and haulaway, and 18 months interest-free financing. Yellow tagged appliances below cost and unmatched savings on special buys. Saturday through Monday at all 10 Warner Stellion stores.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Hawes. Today, mostly cloudy with a high near 21. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 30. And Saturday, snow with a high near 32. This week's EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week is It's Greek to Me. This Saturday night, March 9th, from 8 to 10 p.m., DJ Jim from New York will be at It's Greek to Me. Enjoy modern Greek music and perhaps some dancing. Located at 626 West Lake Street in Minneapolis. Find out more at It'sGreekToMeMN.com.
Two other points been brought up to me. One is, just to reiterate, AIPAC is a advocate for Benjamin Netanyahu's political policies in Israel. All right, let's be very clear about that. This is a political organization that is trying to push Benjamin Netanyahu's political policies, you know, in America. That's fine. They are entitled to do that. All right, they're entitled to do that. but they have an agenda themselves. They're not thinking about the minority party in Israel. They're thinking about Benjamin Netanyahu and his policies. The other thing is Cal Bar, because once again, here in Minnesota, not only can we point to Steve King, for God's sakes, you had a Republican in the Capitol Rotunda call for violence against Democrats writing gun legislation. I mean, I just, you know, it's in violations that should be condemned. My God. I mean, I think that that's kind of one of the places you have to get going there. Program brought to you by eatlocalminnesota.com, restaurant of the week. It's Greek to me. Fantastic Greek food. Make sure you stop on by. Catering available too, and they're now open for lunch. Fantastic food there. It's on Lindale and Lake Street in Minneapolis. It's Greek to me, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Full phone lines. Let's run them. Mike is in Columbia Heights. He wanted to chime in on Netanyahu. Welcome on in, Mike.
Hi, Matt. Benjamin Netanyahu said that the impediment to two-state talks with the Palestinians was Yasser Arafat, and that they could never have any talks until Yasser Arafat was out of the picture. Well, he died under specious circumstances, and you know what? They still don't have any talks. Another thing, isn't Donald Trump the head of the alt-right in the United States? Isn't he the one that they chant when they had their torchlight Nazi parade in Charlotte?
Well, yeah, that's the thing I can't figure out is that how can you look at what the Republican Party has become and the embracing, and thanks, Mike, the embracing of the Nazis, the Steve King. Like I said, he's for the third time he has retweeted this woman who's called for not, you know, breaking ties with this or not a loyal. She's called for the elimination of the Jews, for God's sakes. And nothing. AIPAC says nothing about this. For God's sakes. I mean, the argument that there is selective outrage does definitively have validity when you look at what is being said out there that is not being condemned, that is not being thrown into the wolves. And I think that you have to look at, you know, the concept of what is, you know, like I said, it's Ilhan Omar did not necessarily imply this in an anti-Semitic way. You have Bernie Sanders backing her up. Nancy Pelosi as well believes that as well. She came up and said that as well today. But, you know, even if you want to look at her in the harshest light, even if you want to look at Ilhan Omar in the harshest light, how are you not 20 times more angry at Steve King? How? How is that even possible? For goodness sakes. I have no idea. Jim is in St. Louis Park. Jim, thanks for holding. Welcome on in.
Hi. I was able to go to brunch with Tom Hartman on Sunday.
Beautiful.
And one of the things we brought that we talked about mostly was just the dominance of right-wing media and you know, what could be done about that. But I think this just really shows how dominant right-wing media is, because I think a whole lot of people in this country have heard of Ilhan Omar in a very negative way. Steve King's not out there. Getz isn't out there. Barr isn't out there. And that's also, I think, you know, the biggest reason for the urban-rural divide in this country. There is simply not news out in the countryside.
Oh, that last point, I 100%. And thank you very much. I do appreciate the phone call there. Thank you. I would agree wholeheartedly in rural America that they basically just get right-wing talking points a lot of the time. They're not getting that. No, there is something to that. When you are looking at outrage, I mean, it's for God's sakes, the litany of violations that Steve King has done, not just one or two, and not just, you know, Jews, but as well, you know, the Latinos, African-Americans. He has been a cornucopia, a buffet of ignorance. And yet he, you know, he gets a pass. And like I said, there was a story that came on out. I'll repost this again tonight. That there's not only were white supremacists actively working with Steve King to try to keep Steve King in there because they feel he's an ally, but there's a chance that Steve King might have been openly working with the white supremacists to stay there. For God's sakes. But, you know, once again, it's part of the reason why there's media coverage in this is that, once again, the ineptitude of the Democrats to deal with this. And the first thing to oh, well, we're going to condemn her. Well, wait a minute. What did she say again? Well, you know, she didn't necessarily mean it anti-Semitic. I mean, it, you know, there have been times in the past where loyalty pledges have been used as a way of anti-Semitism, but she didn't say it like that. And once again, yeah, it's if you know, do you see what she's under? Do you see the stuff that's getting thrown at her, the death threats, these other things? And then on top of that, you see Steve King? How about McCarthy, for God's sakes? He made anti-Semitic comments. It's not up to, you know, the people who are not, you know, how do I say it like this? We brought this up with the comment about shekels, and I actually had a person here at the station who's Jewish say to me, well, Matt, the term shekels is not necessarily a racist term. I said, it's not, but if I am using it as a non-Jew to describe a Jewish person who is, you know, in the case of Eric Trump, he went after the Bob Woodward in the book, and one of the Trump campaign fundraisers went after a banker one time, and he used it, a Jewish banker, and said, well, there is a racial undertone to it. And, you know, if you want to get upset, then let's get bothered. Let's get upset about these things, and let's correct the wrongs. But when you've got a guy like Steve King, who is basically one step short of wearing a Nazi armband and walking up and down the halls of the Congress, versus the prism that you're looking at Ilhan Omar to determine that she is, you know, 100% wrong, there does definitely seem to be some selective outrage that's going on here. Teresa is in Minneapolis. She actually thinks Ilhan Omar's comments were inappropriate. Welcome on in, Teresa. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thanks. First of all, I voted for her, and I like her, and I'm a Democrat. And I don't think that her comments have been anti-Semitic at all. I mean, the problem is that, you know, Netanyahu, and he is a hardliner, and he doesn't necessarily represent all of the Israeli people with his hardliner views. What I'm looking at this as is in a political light. And I'm not really sure what Omar's purpose was for making the comment. I mean, what does she think that she is going to accomplish by even talking about Israel at this juncture? Because I'm really, really concerned about the election coming up in 2016. And I don't want Democrats to hand more crap to the Republicans because they're bonkers and they've got to go. The other thing that I want to say is that, you know, you've been talking a lot about Steve King. And Steve King is a racist and a white supremacist jerk. And I wish they would get rid of him. But to have the counter argument be to talk about Steve King, to me, is whataboutism. You know, we're always pointing the finger at Republicans for going, Hillary, Benghazi, like they've got Tourette's, you know?
Well, okay, Terry, so I'm going to bring up your first 2 points. Now, the first one, actually, I'm going to agree with you to a point. Because when she brought up Israel, the first thing as I said to myself is, do you need to, not necessarily, I don't want her to not be herself. But you do realize that if any time you bring up the term Israel, every Republican is going to be looking at you about what you say and dissecting it. That even if Ilhan Omar came on out and said, I'm 100% for Israel, she would say, they would criticize her anyway for it. And so initially, one of my things was like, I agree with Teresa. It's like, you know, you do understand that all they're looking for is fodder, and that that you wearing a headscarf, that you, the hijab, that you're going to basically be featured on every ad campaign in the 2020 election, look Muslim woman. And that is what they're going to do. And so they're part of it. But at the same time, I also want to say that, as you know, AOC sort of said, she brought up that, you know, these are, you know, we're a big party now. We are the most diverse we've ever had. And people bring different experiences in there. And regardless of whether or not the Republicans like Ilhan Omar, AIPAC likes Ilhan Omar, the reality is that she is there and she is a representative, and, you know, she's going to bring her perspective. And by all means, she's entitled to do that. So that, to a point, I understand what you're saying. It's like, you know, you do realize Republicans are only running tape on everything you say just so they could possibly twist whatever you say into the worst possible context. I completely agree with that. As far as whataboutism, no, because The reality is this, as opposed to Benghazi, which was a made-up fake outrage, they investigated 8 times and determined, oh, well, if she gets elected, there'll be a 9th and 10th investigation. Steve King is a racist. There's no mystery. We don't need an investigation. We don't need to bring in the crack investigation squad into this. We just have to go to his Twitter account. He's a horrible racist. He is a horrible human being. He is absolutely disgusting. And so if you are, if your argument is whataboutism, no, it's pretty fair that if you're going to get up at Ilhan Omar and say she's horrible because of this being twisted, and you're going to twist it into the worst possible light so you can give the maximum criticism of Ilhan Omar, well, then do I have a buffet, a cornucopia of crap for you to see in the name of Steve King? Because if this made you upset, then you should be furious at this. Benghazi was fake. Steve King, tragically, is real. 952-946-6205. Hold on, Brad. I'll get your call after the break. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM950 listeners on your next construction project. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP. Or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I've been a craftsman for 25 years. You'll not find someone who loves their job more than me. The process of painting your home could not be easier. Go to nickslavik.com, click on the button Paint My Walls or Paint My Cabinets. I'll personally be in contact with you to get an estimate, either in-home or a free virtual estimate. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. We're not like other contractors.
Total Dog Company is the destination dog food and gear store on the west side of the Twin Cities, with easy access off of 169. We have a growing group of loyal customers and increasing numbers of referrals from dog professionals and dog parents because we carry quality products, give sound advice, and are easy to do business with. Total Dog Company keeps up on the latest developments in dog nutrition and products. Find us in New Hope off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I don't quite know what Teresa was getting at with that whole thing about the whataboutism. And the reason why is this, is that Steve King is like the most consummate example of the selective outrage you can put out there. I mean, he is the most damaging person. The Republicans themselves, I actually posted this on Twitter last night. The Republicans themselves said, my God, Steve King said things 1,000 times worse than Ilhan Omar. I mean, part of me says, are you trying not to get us to talk about Steve King because he really does create a big problem for the Republicans? Because the reality is this, Steve King is the consummate example you should bring up of why this Ilhan Omar thing, I think, is getting blown up. Because if you're not upset about Steve King, it's like saying, oh, I hate Obama because of deficits. And then you look at Trump and his deficits and you say, oh, well, there's nothing to see here. Well, then your outrage is very selective and bipolar, because the reality is, if you were upset with deficits under Obama, you should be furious with the deficits under Trump. if you're upset with what Ilhan Omar said and you think that's racist, boy, like I said, jump up into the Steve King buffet of inappropriate comments.
Yeah, I feel like no one was shooting up a mosque because Ilhan Omar criticized AIPAC.
I don't think so. But you know what? You get, you know, in Cal Barr, and we need to talk about Cal Barr, for God's sakes. He talked about violence against Democrats. That is a far more dangerous thing to do. And us talking about it is not whataboutism. It's like, if you're upset about this, why the hell aren't you upset about that? Brad is in Robbinsdale. Welcome on in, Brad.
Oh, okay, I would like to comment on the renaming of a lake in South Minneapolis. And here in particular, I'm addressing those traditional holdouts across the river in Pig's Eye. Calhoun was never in Minnesota. He was a VP before Minnesota became a state. And like many South Carolinians, he married his first cousin once removed when she was 19, making him the R. Kelly of his day.
Well, 19 back then was actually quite old, actually. Brad, thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call. I actually, when we talked about the Calhoun renaming yesterday, one of the things I thought was interesting, I had a friend of mine call me, he goes, isn't it funny how the first thing they say is, I don't care what the name is, but you'd better call it the name I want you to call it? Indeed. In other news, I want to get back to this. We are talking about the money set aside, federal money for election security. And Bluestem Prairie has an excellent story on this. It runs down. In the beginning of the legislative session, Hortman and Majority Leader Gazelka identified a few items, the failed omnibus that they thought they would pass quickly to get legislative session off to a good start. Election security funding was one of those things. House introduced two bills, the Senate as well, companion bills. The House quickly started moving both bills through committee on solid bipartisan votes, with very few concerns raised from legislators in either party. The only concerns were about the Minnesota IT, which is absolutely nothing to do with election security. It just was something that was brought up. In the meantime, while in the Senate, nothing was happening. Both bills were waiting for a hearing in the Committee, State Government Finance and Policy and Elections Committee with Mary Kiffmeyer. Finally, on February 11th, Kiffmeyer scheduled a hearing for both bills, but then she changed it to just have Senate File 93, that's the bill with full funding, only be an informational hearing. The committee would only be allowed to vote on Senate File 241, the smaller bill that did not have the full funding. The hearing didn't go terribly well. Committee Democrats could not get a good answer on why the bill for full funding wasn't getting a hearing. They offered amendments to Senate File 241 to change the bill to get the full funding. The GOP voted those amendments down. Eventually, the Senate File 241 passed at a committee. The information session on Senate File 93, the good one, was canceled. Eventually, another informational session on the full funding bill was scheduled. Steve Simon answered everyone's questions. No one had any complaints about the project on the list. The vote was held. No vote was held, I should say. When Kiffmeyer was asked why they were only passing the bill for $1.5 million, when both Hortman and Gazelka agreed to pass election security funding, they said they only agreed to pass what the omnibus bill that they had said. Gazelka had referred the issue back to Kiffmeyer. John Howe showed up at the hearing to complain about illegal voting, something that wasn't related to this issue. Several GOP senators took hearing time to explain about Minlars, once again not having anything to do with this issue. The Minnesota IT department, which does not have anything to do with this election issue. There was an attempt to use the required matching funds as an excuse, but that's minimal, so that was not really an issue. There was an attempt to say the HAVA funds required were implemental in a provisional balloting system. They don't. Since we have same-day voter registration, we are exempt from the provisional balloting provision. There were general complaints that Democrats just can't be trusted with money. The House passed the House File 14, Senate screws it up. Now things basically are at where the House passed the full funding bill, the Senate passed the minimal funding bill. Funny thing, the House has put together their conference committee crew, but the Senate has not even appointed anyone to their conference committee crew. I think Mary Kiffmeyer is trying to kill this election security bill. I think she's trying to kill it. And if I may ask the question, Mary, are you working with the Russians? It's a legit question. Who are you working for? Because this seems like a no-brainer. I would want to get this passed. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.